This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Do you love music? Then you need to visit Shearer's Music Works.
From aspiring guitarist to touring pianist, Shearer's caters to musicians of all chords. In store, you'll find an amazing range of instruments and print music, and if your instrument needs a tune-up, they have on-site repair and servicing. Shearer's Music Works on Anglesey Street, Hamilton. Your total music store.
Proud sponsor of the Back Porch Bluegrass Show on Free FM.
Welcome to another edition of Back Porch Bluegrass. That opening tune was one called Dobro on the Loose, and we recorded it in 1976 in the Channel 9 studios in Sydney, Australia. Colleen Trenwith on fiddle, I was playing banjo, and I was doing the lead Dobro part as well. Colin Watson on guitar, and Ann Kirkpatrick on bass, and it just drove along. It was a tune I'd written with lots of chords in it, and I really liked the way the fiddle handled the key changes and things like that, and you can do that on Dobro. I only ever performed the tune once, and that was at the third Kiwi Grass Festival, where we managed to get the guys from Yumi, everybody in Hamilton County, all mixed in together, and the Pippi Pickers, and we sort of put the tune together so that we could play it, and it was real fun to perform the tune, but it's a bit difficult. It moves pretty fast, and my fingers certainly wouldn't handle it these days. Well, we got some bluegrass for you, and we're going to start off with Peter Rowan and his bluegrass band from the album Legacy. Here's a song called Don't Ask Me Why. It's Peter Rowan on guitar and the lead vocals, Jody Stetcher on mandolin and some vocals, Keith Little on banjo and some vocals, and Paul Knight on bass and vocals. They all get to sing, don't they? And here's the tune called Don't Ask Me Why. ¶¶
field. Hoot owl calling out down by the creek. Who's he calling hide and seek? And I'm still sitting here on this old stone wall. Sun in the morning and the moon at night. Everything is gonna be alright. You make me laugh and you make me cry. I love you, don't ask me why. If you want to love, you got to forgive. Stampede the horses to the higher ground. It thrills my heart to hear the sound. And I'm still sitting here on this old stone wall. Sky to fall. The sun in the morning and the moon at night. Everything is gonna be alright. You make me laugh and you make me cry. I love you, baby. Don't ask me why. Everything is gonna be alright. You make me. Then you make me cry. I love you, baby. Don't ask me why.
Yeah, it's a different song, isn't it? We don't usually start with one like that, but hope you enjoyed that. We might hear from him later on in the program. Here's Chris Jones and the Night Riders from the album No One But You. And I'm going to play the lead song for a change, No One But You. It's written by Chris. And he's got himself doing guitar and vocals. Doug Necht on banjo and vocals, plays tenor vocals. Jesse Brock on mandolin and baritone vocals. And Marky Sanders on bass. And Chris's song goes like this.
My feet get restless, I guess I made that way. The walls close in and my mind will stray. A two-lane highway can cure the blues, but it's always a round trip back to you. One but you, and I feel the same. Further deep in the mountains, we're on the bone dry plain. Miles come between us, but the love stays true. But you don't want to love you. I could change it and erase them all. But inside the shell of a sometimes fool beats a heart for no one but you. One but you, and I feel the same. Whether deep in the mountains or on the bone dry plain, miles come between us. Thank you.
same. Whether deep in the mountains or on the bone dry plain, miles come between us, but the love stays true to no one but you. Miles come between us, but the love stays true to no one but you.
That was Chris Jones and the Knight Riders, and they had a great groove going with that song. I really enjoyed hearing that one. A long time ago, when was it? Oh, 1994, an album came out from David Grisman and Tony Rice, and the album was called Tone Poems, and it was subtitled The Sounds of the Great Vintage Guitars and Mandolins. And basically, David Grisman and Tony Rice took different instruments and played tunes on them that were representative of what those instruments may have played when they were new. And it's a very good concept, and I can't believe that I've left the big thick booklet that came with the CD described which instruments they used to play which tunes and why they chose them for that purpose. But I picked a song called Wildwood Flower. Now, everyone who's played country music learns the tune Wildwood Flower. It's such a pretty tune, sounds neat on guitar and mandolin and on banjo and dobro, and no matter what you're playing it on, it sounds pretty. And it's one of the tunes that you learn when you're playing guitar, and you learn Wildwood Flower first, just like Mother Maybelle Carter used to do it. Well, here's David Grisman and Tony Rice doing the classic tune Wildwood Flower. I hope you enjoy it. As nice a version of Wildwood Flower as you can possibly imagine. Tony Rice's guitar is just superb, isn't it? And the prettiest mandolin picking from David Grisman just sounds real nice. If you want to learn Wildwood Flower, that would be the way to learn it off those two. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm having fun playing some songs for you from various albums that I have sitting on my shelves. Colleen Trenwith the other half of the Paul Trenwith and Colin Trenwith duo, worked for several years at the East Tennessee State University in their bluegrass, old time, and country music studies program. And she really enjoyed being there and got to know lots of the students. And I went over and visited and got to meet lots of the students she was teaching. It was really good, and played some music with some of them too. And they often put out an album, and I have an album called Testing Tradition that comes from the East Tennessee State University Bluegrass Band. This is a song called If I Had a Dollar, written by Joshua Argo, who sings tenor on the song. Tyler Williams is singing lead, and it's all students who have recorded the music for it. Dwayne Anderson on bass, Jared Hensley on guitar, Colby Laney on mandolin, Leah Needham on dobro, she's a fine dobro player, and Mead Richter on fiddle, and Haley Stiltner on banjo. And here they are doing a song, If I Had a Dollar. Boy, I wish I did have a dollar.
Said you loved me, that was a lie. Now you're out with some other guy. Then you left me on a lonely cry. Said you loved me, that was a lie. If I had a dollar every time I heard that, I'd be a rich man in no time flat. I'd buy all the things that I never had. If I had a dollar every time I heard that. Said you wouldn't leave me, that wasn't true. Cause now I'm sitting here without you. Darling, why'd you have to make me so blue? Said you wouldn't leave me, that wasn't true. If I had a dollar every time I heard that, I'd be a rich man in no time flat. I'd buy all the things that I never had. If I had a dollar every time I heard that. Paid my fine, but you still got a hold on this heart of mine. If I had a dollar every time I heard that, I'd be a rich man in no time flat. I'd buy all the things that I never had. If I had a dollar every time I heard that, if I had a dollar every time I heard that, I'd be a rich man in no time flat. I'd buy all the things that I never had.
If I had a dollar every time I heard that. If I had a dollar every time I heard that. Well, oh, some very fine picking there, and there wasn't much opportunity for anyone to do anything smart apart from the vocals sounded really pretty good. But that was the East Tennessee State University Bluegrass Band there, really getting their chops in line. Ah, very good. Well, those of you who've managed to listen to Back Porch Bluegrass for several years will remember a few years ago we had Missy Raines and her travelling band in the studio right here with us because they had George Jackson on fiddle and I think it was Ben Garnett on guitar, and the three of them were travelling through New Zealand because George was a New Zealander, and he was bringing Missy Raines and Ben back to just show where he lived, I guess. And I had the good fortune to be able to spend some time with them, and they played right here in the studio. And this studio is only about 2.5 metres by 3 metres, pretty cozy. And by the time you had the bass and the guitar and the fiddle around the big desk, boy, it was pretty cozy in here. But I follow their music, and I've got the Missy Raines album that came out in 2024, and it's called Highlander. And it's a great album, and it's another fast tune on this one. I've picked one called Fast Moving Train, written by Shad Cobb. Missy Raines is doing the bass and the lead vocals. Ellie Hark Atkinson is playing the fiddle and doing some harmony. Tristan Scroggins, I knew I'd trip over that, is playing mandolin, doing some harmony. Ben Garnett on guitar and Eli Gilbert on banjo, and they make a cracker bluegrass band, I tell you. Fast-moving train, it sure is.
Gotta go, riding through the wind and rain, o'er the hills and the valleys below. Don't care where, just gotta go. Get on track, don't look back, gonna ride these blues away. Ooh, don't care where, just gotta go. Don't care where, just gotta go. Get on track, don't look back, gonna ride these blues away. Don't care where, just gotta go.
Sure was a fast-moving train from Missy Raines and the band Allegheny. I think that'd be a fun band to go and watch somewhere, wouldn't they? You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass, and I'm your host, Paul Trenwith. This show comes to you from Free FM 89.0, independent community media, and it goes through the access radio stations of New Zealand and is played on several stations at different times of the day and night. Access radio stations in Canada at different times of day and night. And Bluegrass Planet Radio in Southern Branch Bluegrass and Gospel Show in the USA. So there's lots of places you can hear Back Porch Bluegrass on the radio if you're in the zone. And this show is supported by Shearer's Music Works. If you're in Hamilton, New Zealand, which is where this show comes from, go to Shearer's Music Works in Hamilton, New Zealand. They have a great big store in Anglesey Street, lots of parking just outside the shop, and you can go in and choose from their range of Martin guitars, or maybe you're further down the list than that and you're just going to buy a ukulele. or some, even a set of strings. They'd love it if you went in and said that I heard about you on Back Porch Bluegrass, and they'd be very excited about that, believe me. I really appreciate the fact that Shearer's Music Works sponsor Back Porch Bluegrass. They've been supporting music in the Waikato area for more than 60 years and doing a fine job of it. What else shall I say? I think we'll get on with the show. About time we got on with the show. We're going to hear some J.D. Crow now. This is from the album J.D. Crow and the New South, and the album is called Come On Down to My World. It's got a great lineup on this album. He's doing the banjo and the baritone vocals, of course, typical Jody style. Dwight McCall, mandolin, doing lead and tenor vocals. Phil Ledbetter on resonating guitar. Greg Luck on guitar and some lead vocal. Ricky Wasson playing guitar. Kurt Chapman on bass. Glenn Duncan on fiddle and Buddy Spiker on fiddle. I'm not sure if they're on all the tracks, maybe just some of them. J.D. Crow just really nailed bluegrass. He just had a wonderful feel with his band, always managed to get great players in it, and I think there's a couple of good tracks here that I think you might enjoy. First one called I Don't Know. That's another one. Earlier on the show we had Don't Ask Me Why. I don't know, that's why you don't ask me why. I don't know, Dwight McCall wrote the song, and the second song is one called Careless Love. Let's listen to J.D. Crow.
Me now to think that I could lose you.
think my heart can stand to lose you too.
Jadie Crow in the New South, and I'd forgotten that the tune Careless Love that he just played was an instrumental version of the song. I know Dawn Lawson does a great vocal version of that song, and it makes an excellent bluegrass song, but Jadie Crow's band did it instrumentally. I'd like to say hello to all the people listening on podcasts. There's a bunch of different ways that you can hear it. Back Porch Bluegrass on a podcast, either Free FM or iHeartRadio, maybe Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Podbean, all sorts of different ways. And I appreciate the fact that you manage to tune into Back Porch Bluegrass every week and listen as you go about either your work or your walking or your otherwise activities that need a bit of music to accompany them. Thanks very much for listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. There's some great bluegrass shows out there, and I'm delighted to be included in your list of listening. Back in the days with my band, Hamilton County Bluegrass Band, we played for lots and lots of audiences that were not bluegrass audiences. And that, of course, affected the material that we chose to do as a band. And we picked songs that we, first off, liked to play and could enjoy playing and that demonstrated our particular attributes on the musical instruments and vocals, but we did a little bit of straightforward bluegrass, but we did a lot of songs from other sources, and one of the strangest ones that we ever chose was one from an English songwriter called Gilbert O'Sullivan, and it's quite a lonely song. In some ways I didn't particularly like it much because it was very sad, and but it had a lovely lyric to it and a lovely feel and some chords in it that I've never done in bluegrass music before. And I think our vocalist Alan Rhodes, and then he played guitar as well, did a fine job with the song. Colin Trenwith on fiddle, Graham Lovejoy on mandolin, Miles Ray on bass, and I'm picking the banjo. And it's a song called Alone Again Naturally. Have a listen.
In a little while from now, if I'm not feeling any less sound, I promise myself to treat myself and visit a nearby town. and climbing to the top, will throw myself off in an effort to make it clear to whoever what it's like when you're shattered, left standing in the lurch at a church where people saying, "My God, that's tough, she stood him up." No point in us remaining, we might as well go home, as I did on my own, alone again. Naturally, it seems that only yesterday I was cheerful, bright and gay, looking forward to, well, who wouldn't do the role I was about to play? But as if to knock me down, reality came around, and without so much as a mere touch, cut me into little pieces, leaving me to doubt. Talk about God and His mercy, who, if He really does exist, why did He desert me in my hour of need? I truly am indeed alone again, naturally. It seems to me that there are more hearts broken in the world that can be mended, left unattended. What do we do? What do we do? Alone again, naturally. Now looking back over the years, and whatever else that appears, I remember I cried when my father died, not wishing to hide the tears. And at 65 years old, my mother, God rest her soul, couldn't understand why the only man she had ever loved had been taken, leaving her to start with a heart so badly broken, despite encouragement from me, no words were ever spoken. When she passed away, I cried and cried all day, alone again, naturally. Alone again, naturally.
It's a very plaintive song, isn't it? And Alan sang it beautifully. I didn't know there were that many chords on mandolin. I'm not sure that Graham played them all in the background there, but it was such a sweet little mandolin solo in it. And that was what happens when you take songs from one genre and adapt them to another. Hope you enjoyed that. We heard Peter Rowan and the Bluegrass Band before. There's an instrumental I like to play off it. It's one called Lord Hamilton's Yearling. Now, you know that I'm attracted by odd names for instrumentals, and I have no idea why it's called Lord Hamilton's Yearling. Could be an old English tune, but here's the Peter Rowan Bluegrass Band playing it for you. English, if you ask me. It definitely has that feeling of a song that you or instrumental that you might have heard if you went to a folk club and playing Celtic music. Very Celtic. Lord Hamilton's Yearling, that was called. We had Chris Jones on before. Here they are doing a Lefty Frizzell song, My Baby's Just Like Money. Another interesting title, isn't it?
While you hold her tight, but if you let her go, she will roll like dough, honky tonk day and night. Well, a friend of mine came and wised me up. This is what he said: money goes from hand to hand, your baby goes from man to man. Listen now, baby, and I don't mean maybe. I'm telling you, if you're making me blue, that's why I know it's true. For it goes to show you're just like dough, the root of all evil. Money goes from hand to hand, my baby goes from man to man. I'm telling you, her love's untrue, and I know that she don't care. Just as long as she's got a ticket to ride, that gal's satisfied. Money goes from hand to hand, my baby goes from man to man. Listen now, baby, and I don't mean maybe. You better change your ways, starting today, or your daddy's not gonna stay. Folk found out, honey, just like money, the root of all evil. Money goes from hand to hand, my baby goes from man to man. Well, money goes from hand to hand, you know you go from man to man.
Oh, a real old country country song. That's what bluegrass bands used to do, particularly in the 1950s, when bluegrass and country music were not thought of as separate genres. And the country music could have been acoustic country music with banjo and fiddle and mandolin in it, or it could have been slightly more electric-y, honky-tonky sort of sound, just like that song was. Yeah, and then they sort of grew apart, really. But some of the best music is taking the old country songs and turning it into bluegrass. Well, once again, I'm attracted by the name of a tune, and this must have been written by someone who had an interest in yachting. It was written by Leah Needham of the East Tennessee State University. She's a dobro player, and she wrote this tune called Tack and Jibe. So if you're a yachting and you know that you have to plot a course to go somewhere, you never go in a straight line, you tack and jibe and catch the winds and go all over the place, really. New Zealanders do a lot of yachting because we're a few small islands in the southwestern Pacific Ocean, so everyone's got a boat. My son's got a boat, and we love to go out in it, and everywhere is near the coast, so Tack and Jibe would be a great name for a New Zealand instrumental. But here's Leah Needham doing it on dobro. She's got Dwayne Anderson on bass, Joshua Argo on fiddle, Tom Cecil on banjo, Meredith Goines on fiddle. There's some real bluegrass heritage names in here. Colby Laney on guitar and Kara Oliphant on mandolin. Different students from the previous song that I played, and but it's a song written by Leah Needham, Tack and Jibe.
Thank you.
some really nice licks in there from Leonidum on that Dobro tune, Tech and Jibe. I think we can hear from Missy Raines and her band Allegheny again. This is a song called Crying and Singing. I think most of us are familiar with those two actions. Let's hear what she says in the song.
I'd give anything just to hear a bit of good news.
I'm crying, I'm singing, I'm preaching these old blues.
I'm busted, I'm broke, I ain't kinda dumb. All I got is these four chords and these old verses that rhyme. Well, I've been traveling around this world, I've been paying my dues. I'm crying, I'm singing, I'm preaching these. I'd give anything just to hear a bit of good news.
I'm crying, I'm singing, I'm preaching these old blues.
I've been traveling around this world, I've been paying my dues. I'm crying, I'm singing, I'm preaching these old blues.
I'm crying, I'm singing, I'm preaching these old blues. I'm lost and I'm lonesome, I got nothing left to lose.
I thought I'd give anything just to hear a bit of good news.
I'm crying, I'm singing, I'm preaching these old blues.
I'd give anything just to hear a bit of good news.
I'm crying, I'm singing, I'm preaching these old blues.
Lord, I'd give anything just to hear a bit of good news.
I'm crying, I'm singing, I'm preaching these old blues.
Oh, great song from Missy Raines and Allegheny there, Crying and Singing. We're just about at the end of Back Porch Bluegrass. Thank you very much for tuning in. I really appreciate the fact that many of you out there listen to the program and occasionally write. If you need to write to me, it's paultrenwith@gmail.com, or you can go through the station, just go through the Free FM webpage. You can find that, and they always forward things to me, but I'm not a very good correspondent, I have to admit, but I will gradually get back to you. I just enjoy doing this show from all the CDs and stuff that lined up on my shelves, so I like to select things that I think you might like. I think you'll like this last one. It's Joe K. Walsh, and I met Joe when he came out to New Zealand with Mark Mazengarb, the man who promoted the recent Petersons tour. And Joe is a fine mandolin player, and here he is working. He's playing mandolin, Courtney Hartman on guitar, Carl Doty on bass, Brittany Haas on fiddle, and other musicians on other tracks. The track I've chosen is A Stream. Thanks very much for tuning in. We'll listen to Joe K. Walsh and The Stream.
stream is flooding from the west, like it's pouring down from the sky. And it wears upon its breast the sunset's golden dyes, rolling onward towards the blue. It's flowing out towards you. I dip my hands beneath the waves, so impressionless and cold, and I touch them with my lips. I wave my forehead in the gold, and it's just a passing thought, but sweet. Maybe those waves touch your feet.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.